Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
We're doing this again.
Yes, thanks for get it. I need to make a couple more opens.
I feel like you gotta have a bonus open in case somebody gets arrested. Apparently,
feel like we're in a little Groundhog's Day situation here. Welcome everybody into the firm of Harrison Meringue. We do this show every single day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 1 p.m. Sticking with you from 1 to 2. We're bumping Ducks Insider. Ducks got a game this weekend against Wisconsin. It's Grateful Dead night. They're favored by 35.5. I pick them to cover. Done. Got it. Cool. But we stick with you for an extra hour, and then we're going to turn it over to Luke Anderson on the Fan Happy Hour, and then primetime from 3 to 7 to ensure that you guys get as much up-to-date information as it's happening real-time and keeping you up-to-date on the situation. And for those of you tuning in right now expecting to hear Ducks Insider, hello, I'm Patrick. That's Danny Meringue. Danny's our Blazer Insider, and I just am the guy who stuck with him for 3 hours, and today is 4 hours, and we're happy to be here. If this is the first time you're tuning in, we are sports radio guys. We cover everything possible. But today is maybe the biggest day in sports history in the state of Oregon, the city of Portland for sure. And that is Chauncey Billups was arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation this morning around 5:30 a.m. Due to his involvement in mafia gambling, rigged gambling in New York, Miami, Vegas, the Hamptons, amongst other places. Terry Rozier, NBA player, is indicted this as well. A lot of cookies to crumble here. I want to read some of your thoughts. 503-864-6326 and the YouTube chat. Give a shout out to Molly, who's been real active on the YouTube chat today. The cat's out of the bag with betting now that the NCAA is allowing it to. I guess the big question is, how do they deal with it moving forward? Because something's got to give. On the YouTube or on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. You hope that this Billups arrest is a deterrent, but gambling is a serious addiction. And another thought, can you imagine being someone that got brought in by Chauncey and lost a ton of money thinking he was your friend? And that's kind of the nuts and bolts of this situation. Excuse me, to kind of reset and get you all up to date, is that Chauncey is described by this arrest warrant, described in the charges as a face card. Somebody who was bringing in people to a poker game thinking it was a fun poker game, when in reality there were x-ray tables, loaded dice, and they were set up to fail, but using Chauncey as the guy that everybody likes. These are allegations. Chauncey was the guy that was the nice guy setting everybody up for this. And then in turn, just losing your money. The FBI knocked down on his door and arrested him this morning. He is about to be arraigned.
Me and his money.
He was about to be arraigned at 1:30 at the Oregon Federal Courthouse, which is just up the road here in downtown Portland. And then he will be on his way to Brooklyn, New York, to face New York federal charges. We know that there are some other Blazer insiders on the streets right now. We are following them closely and trying to get any new information we can to you, as this is one of the craziest stories I've ever seen in my life. It's a wide-ranging investigation, multiple years tied with the mob.
Mm-hmm.
This shines a light on potentially some Gilbert Arenas stuff we heard years not too long ago.
Back in July.
Malik Beasley, Terry Rozier, those stories kind of all disappeared a little bit, and maybe we know why now. The NBA has placed Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups on leave indefinitely. The Blazers did release a statement that I will read for you quickly. It's nothing much, but I want to keep you up to date. They said, quote, "We are aware of the allegations involving head coach Chauncey Billups, and the Trailblazers are fully cooperating with the investigation. Billups has been placed on immediate leave, and Tiago Splitter will assume head coaching duties in the interim. Any further questions should be directed to the NBA." Danny, for any of our new listeners joining us, your kind of initial reactions when you woke up this morning to the news of somebody you saw last night after a really fun Blazer game.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, we sit down in the post-game press conference. I have my spot in the right-hand side, front row, first seat. That's where I've always just kind of sat. And, you know, I open up with the first question of, "Hey, Chauncey, I know you're not a moral victories guy, but what do you take out of this game? Like, what you lose a game to a great player, but are you happy with what you saw?" And he smiles. He's like, that's what I want. That not, you know, losing isn't fun, but we don't ever want to lose. But you put yourself in a position to win every game, and you play that like that, and the mentality and the attitude and all that kind of. I leave that press conference. I go and do TV, and I get in there with Joe and Tyree, and we sit down and we talk about how awesome this game was, and Victor Wembanyama going for 40, and Vijay Edgecombe having the most points in a rookie debut since Wilt Chamberlain. It's basketball, basketball, basketball. The basketball was good. It was junky. The Clippers get boat raced by the Jazz. Like, there's so many different things going on. There's so many cool storylines. We watched a basketball game in person last night. We're at the press row. We've got all the Chinese media. You know, we got all the locals. It's me. It's Hyken. It's Connor. It's Richmond. It's Quick. It's Freeman. We're all just kind of like looking around the plays that Blake Wesley is making, Matisse Thybulle's making, Tumani Kamara, Drew Holiday. Everybody's making plays left and right. The juice in the arena is through the roof.
You know me. I was stoked for the Timbers game last night.
Yeah.
I was glued to the Blazers last night.
Jeff
could
Ross was glued
off
to the game. He was,
could not turn
he
it
was
off
in the group chat like, dude, what is, like, this is nuts. This is awesome. I can't remember the last time I saw fans and people more excited about a game and a loss because you saw something real. And then I get up this morning, and of all mornings where I don't have my routine, for those that missed it at the beginning of the show, normally I get up at 6:30. I got home at about 12:30 last night. I got to bed 1:30. I got in bed 1:30, 1:40, probably fell asleep somewhere just before 2 o'clock in the morning. I bumped my alarm from 6:30 to 7:30. I was like, I'm going to hop up. I'm going to let the dogs out, make my lunch, take a quick shower, get out the door. I get out of the shower, and I haven't looked at my phone yet. It's still on the charger. I grab it as Dusty is calling me. "Hey, can you hop on air on 99.5? And I'm like, what? He's like, "Did you just wake up?" I was like, "I just got out of the shower, dude. What's going on?" He's like, "Chauncey Billups has been arrested." And in my head, there was a pause. He didn't pause, but in my head, I'm like, DUI, you know, late night, something along those lines. He goes, "For gambling." And I just went, "What?" He goes, "Get up to speed on this. I'll get back to you." And I just started diving in, and I just started spinning. Like, what gambling? What do you mean? So my first thing was, you know, point shaving or, you know, Jonte Porter, like messing with lineups or something along those lines. And I was like, that's crazy. And then I see what it is. It's like, no, it's poker games. And then we have the from the indictment that he may have given tips out ahead of that. And so I'm looking at that and going, what the hell is going on? And the more I dive into it, the more I'm just like, what is this? And we're what, 6-7 hours removed from it, and I still don't know what the hell's going on.
Coming up at 1:30 at the federal courthouse, courtroom 10B, the United States of America versus Chauncey Billups. He will be arraigned at 1:30 today. That is the United States of America versus Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, that can't ever be a thing that you want to hear in your life.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. So that's the story. That's the situation that's going on right now. You know, there are some people coming to the defense of Chauncey Billups, and, you know, we have to be honest with the fact that...
Good luck with all that.
Yeah, I know. You have to be honest with the fact that, you know, all people in America, these are our civil liberties. You are innocent until proven guilty. That's been the backbone of the United States of America since its inception, and I hope...
And every last bit of this is alleged until proven guilty.
And I hope that is a continued situation in the United States of America, that you are innocent until proven guilty. However, the evidence is pretty damning. Sam Mitchell went live today to stick up for his boy Chauncey. This is what he had to say.
I know Damon Jones. I coached him. I know Terry Rozier a little bit, you know, from coaching against him. I don't know him. I know Damon Jones, but I love Chauncey Billups. He's like my nephew, a little brother. He calls me uncle. He's as nice. I know his wife, his children. He's as good a guy, teammate, man, friend that I've ever had. Until I see the evidence, until he's convicted by a jury of his peers, one, I never turn my back on my friend. Two, I hope and pray that this is not true. But I'm going to stand by my friend. I won't believe it until I see it.
And I think that's a fair thing to say. We don't know the full extent of it. We might know a lot more after the indictment, because they will go through everything he is being charged with. And maybe that will shine a little more light on the situation. But we played audio from the U.S. attorneys talking this morning at a press conference led by FBI Director Kash Patel. And look, the FBI's rate of conviction is pretty high.
Super high.
I mean, I know there's a lot of like weird numbers out there. I think it's taken a weird dip this year, but I mean, things are really strange in today's world. So I don't take a whole lot of credibility to that, because the FBI has been working on this for a couple years.
Multi-year investigation. This is not some like run of the mill. I've seen, look,
this is not a Biden Trump thing.
I heard Dirt mention this morning. If you want to tighten your tinfoil hat, and some of you have on the text line and the YouTubes, I'm not going to entertain any of that. It's a multi-year investigation, guys. If you're tying this to what's happening in Portland down at the ICE building, I don't want to hear it. I don't care where you are politically. Go for a walk.
And we won't get into it. That's not part of the conversation. You know, some of the conversation is what people bring on. It's like, so many people are now asking questions, you know, to their friends. We're getting text messages, the fan text line, the YouTube chat about, you know, well, then that makes this game look weird. And what about this game? Like, why did Dame sit that game? And you know, why did somebody sit that
integrity
game? And what were we really tanking? Or
I mean, people just said, somebody said on the YouTube comments or on the text feed, don't be naive, Danny. Like, he was tanking games. I'm like, guys, you can't.
But are we tanking games for draft picks, or are we tanking games for gambling?
Like, you know,
thing is that
now you start asking those weird questions.
Yes, but honestly, we can't just blindly dismiss it, though, either.
No, you're right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the integrity part of it. The fact that it is open to be questioned now, that's where the integrity of the game comes in. I had somebody text me a little bit ago, well, there goes the Blazers season.
I'm not there.
I'm not there either. Look, I do think this could be one of two things. It could. It could absolutely nuke their season, or it could be a galvanizing force. This is not the same thing at all. But I'm going to point this up because I had one instance of tragedy, trauma, holy crapness when I was in high school. We had a player die, unfortunately. And that year, my high school team went on to win a state title. It became a rallying cry, a galvanizing force. I don't know if you get that here. But I'm saying... bad things don't always lead to everybody breaking apart. Sometimes it can lead to a rallying force. I don't think you're going to see an ambivalence. I do think you're going to see one thing or the other. I think you're going to see either these guys come together and really stick up for each other and fight for each other and say that we're not going to be broken, we're not going to let this beat us. Or I think this is going to break them. I think it's going to go one of two ways. And the galvanizing force doesn't mean they go and win an NBA title. I just think they stick together and they fight through this, and they're a good team this year.
I think so too. How they respond in the short term is going to be the wildest thing. Tomorrow's the craziest game I've ever seen in my life.
Look, man, my teammate died on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We played Jesuit High School that night. We lost.
Yeah.
Didn't lose a game the rest of the season.
Hey, man, I deal with this with my Liverpool squad. Mm-hmm. You know, Diego Jota died, and that was guys are crying on the field, yeah, you know, before games, and it's a weird thing. I want to get to Tom Dundon and ask this question. He was in town. He was at the game last night, and he was sitting next to Jody Allen and Joe Cronin was on the other side, and they seemed to be hamming it up the entire time, talking about stuff and whether the camera intentionally went there or didn't intentionally go there. You could tell that those two were having conversations. Look, it probably doesn't scare him off, but is there a world that we can live in where we can hear from Tom Dundon in some capacity? Would you want to hear from that? Obviously, we want to hear from Jody, but I don't think that's going to happen at all. So we'll have that conversation next. I missed this because we're all over the place. I want to make sure we take care of our good friends. Closing arguments last segment was brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. The future and Tom Dundon's involvement. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're good. Continue our conversation here. Continuing our conversation here about the situation at hand.
Welcome
Tom Dundon.
Back.
Thanks. It's nice to be back.
Hey. Coming in hot.
Tom Dundon was in town last night. He was sitting courtside with Jody and Joe Cronin. And we kind of asked about this, like, I mean, if you were going to buy the Blazers in this situation, 503-864-6326, does this scare you off? You know, does this get you to a point where you're not interested in owning the team? Or does it give you an opportunity to just completely clean slate and start from scratch like you kind of maybe wanted to secretly? It's a fascinating thought. You there?
I am. I saw an update and I thought it was something. And I was oh, no, we're good. No, it's... Yeah, I'm just trying to keep track of this because we are getting close to the time when he could potentially get up there. So I'm just like, okay, nope, that's not it. This is such a weird thing. Rust and I were just having this discussion in the break. And, you know, the idea of Jody Allen giving a statement right now, and I'm just like, why? Why? Her giving a statement now or saying something now when she has said literally nothing, that would raise more eyebrows to me than anything. It's like there's no reason for her to give a statement now.
Because in terms of Tom Dundon, he's not actually the owner yet. It's in the process. So I feel like he's not beholden to make a statement. And just like what Danny said, if anybody should own ownership, it should be Jody Allen. But like he just said, that would completely break the mold of her past and history. And so, yeah, it's like in that regard, I get the radio silence.
And not only that, if the team wasn't for sale, I would, or being sold in the process, agreed upon, progressing through all those things, I would maybe lean towards you. Maybe this is the time that she does, because you're trying to sell the team and you want to make sure that we're going to handle things accordingly with, we're working with the NBA and federal authorities, blah, blah, blah. It would be a very generic and very blasé statement. We all know that.
Trying to save face as best you could, I guess.
Because, I mean, you look, if you're trying to sell the house, you clean it first. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Got to put a little bit of lipstick on that pig.
Right? And so then maybe, but because the process is already underway and we know who it is, we know who's going to be involved, we know what this is all looking like, they're in this weird black hole, ubiquitous space where Jody's like, there's no reason for me to say a damn thing. And Tom Dunn's saying, hey, I haven't actually taken hold of the team, so this is your mess. It's like if you buy a house and you have an inspection, and the inspection clears, and you're walking through before you sign the paperwork, like, I want to have one more inspection, and they uncover something else. Where I live, the pipes in Newburgh, there's clay terracotta pipes that are still out there because there's houses that are 150, 200 years old out there. And, you know, one of my neighbors had to have the whole thing from the house to the street ripped up and have a new pipe put in. I don't sign that paperwork until you've cleaned that house and you've taken care of that problem.
Yeah, but, you know, this comes across on the text line. Does this give the new Trailblazer owner room to negotiate on the price of the Blazers?
Nope.
No, it doesn't. What it does is it allows you to kind of come in and do whatever you want.
Honestly, I mean, you already had it because you're the new owner, but now you have kind of a carte blanche of like.
Exactly. I was just going to say.
Yeah, because we were talking about like Damian Lillard, for example. Okay. We had that guy on who covers the Hurricanes, who was like, this is a controversial statement, but Tom Dundon would not have brought back Damian Lillard, you know, and that we don't need to rehash that. But when we started hearing that, we were like, whoa, this guy don't mess around. Like, he could be doing some weird stuff. And we were worried that if he were to do some of that stuff, it would tip the boat. It would tip the fan base too hard. It would piss people off. It would rock it. And it would get y'all hurt in your feelings, you know. This is an opportunity to, you're just like, look, man, I'm very happy to be here in Portland. I'm excited for the future of this organization. We got a lot of great talent, and it's time to start doing things differently, because for reasons some people could control and for some reasons that other people couldn't control, a fresh start and a fresh set of eyes everywhere is needed. And again, people are going to lose their job that don't deserve it.
And that's kind of where I fall in this. And it's not any sense of loyalty or any sense like that. It's, you have to know what they knew and when they knew it and how much they knew. And that's such a difficult thing to decipher. Innocent until proven guilty. That part of it is going to hold 100%. True for Chauncey Billups.
I want it to stay true in the United States of America.
But the preponderance of evidence right now, I think, the Blazers need to part way with Chauncey, and it sucks to say because, to be blunt, I love him as a dude. I do.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not just parting with Chauncey Billups. I think the NBA might be parting with Chauncey
Billups. There's no other choice. But, he has coached his last game.
Yeah, but
even if he's a victim in this, he's done.
I know that, but I'm talking about parting with him right now.
I think you wipe it clean. You walk away.
You have to.
Yeah, and like, again, it's... And you're going to look at that and you're going to like, well, do we want to give away however many millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. Do we want to take this to litigation because he was fired for cause, blah, blah, blah. This was what happened with Neil Olshey when he was let go and you know, they fired him for cause and there was a legal battle that came out of that. Or do you just say, screw it and do it? Now, the rest of the guys, the rest of the coaching staff, the front office, Joe Cronin, Andre Patterson, Mike Schmitz, Sergey Oliva, the player personnel directors, the scouts, like, do you get rid of all of them? I don't know. I don't think so.
You're talking how deep.
Yeah, how deep does it go?
Well, and because there had to be somebody around there, like I said earlier in the show, somebody around there had to have known of some of these propensities.
And here's, I understand exactly where you're going. And this is not me advocating or even dismissing. This happens everywhere. The gambling, the card games.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Not just in sports.
Everywhere. So this whole idea, like, some of you guys do know because you saw Ja Morant at Shotgun Willie's with thousands of dollars on the floor. Okay? Look, I don't think I've really said this much on air ever. If I could go back and not know how the sausage was made or how crappy of a human being some guys in the league are, I would. I unabashedly would, because there are guys that I thought were good dudes that are some of the scummiest humans I've ever run across.
And Ja Morant is a terrible human being. It's not for spraying bills all over the floors of a strip club. It's for the gun stuff, for beating the hell out of a high school kid. But I still
sucks
feel like
this game is awesome.
But yeah. I still feel like that still. It doesn't reach this level.
No. The rigged card games working with the mafia is different. I'm just talking about like holistic gambling, however many baby mamas a dude's got. I mean, look, Ant Edwards was phenomenal last night. The guy has been scummy.
He's got some challenges. Anthony Simons has got some challenges with his baby mama drama, too.
It is. That's very different.
Well, I know, but still, like, guys got stuff.
Yes.
Not everybody's clean.
There's a sliding scale of scumbaggery in professional sports.
Kids with a lot of money, no matter what sport it is, no matter where you come from, kids make stupid choices.
I have heard some stories out of locker rooms that I'm just sitting there walking away wanting a shower. It is just sitting there going, that felt nasty. That felt gross. That felt dirty. And again, I'm not saying that to excuse anybody. If they find that anybody in the Blazers organization had direct tacit knowledge of what exactly was going on and how bad it was, they got to go.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm saying.
But you have to determine that.
But that's what I'm saying is that there's no way that nobody knew. There's no way that nobody knew.
Well, this texter brings up a good point. It took the literal FBI years to find this out. I struggle to blame the Blazers for not knowing more on this personally. And I think that is a very, very fair statement to say. It's not that I think you should clean house. It's that I'm trying to put myself in that position. And I think
I think you need to.
I think it's so weird. It's so
you
scary.
You need to wipe your hands of it. You need to go take a bath and some Purell.
The last thing I want is in 5 years to find out that one of the guys I kept around knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
It's not fair, but guess what?
Like
that's
Joe Cronin, bitch. Joe Cronin's doing some cool stuff with this team. We watched it last night. Like, this team is so close to being something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not there, but they're so close to being something. Yeah. Not Western Conference Finals, no. But something. And they're a superstar away from being, assuming, and we'll get to some more basketball talk in a minute, assuming they continue that trend from last night, this team's a one bona fide player away from being a real situation.
And look, it's not just...
But Joe might just have to go because you don't want to take that chance of him knowing something. Then you find out in 5 years, and now you are the owner, and you are implicated, and you get Donald Sterling.
And it's not just Chauncey Billups, and it's not just Joe Cronin, and it's not just the player. It doesn't matter where you are. We have guys from Jontay Porter up to Chauncey Billups now, the sliding scale of who this could be. I have been around decision makers in the NBA. I have been around owners/governors in the NBA. The propensity for scumbaggery knows no bounds. There are guys that have built NBA title teams that are god-awful humans. I have been around them. I was just sitting there walking away going, yeah, you built a hell of a roster, buddy, but good God, do I not want to ever be around you again. You make my skin crawl. Like, it's just, I understand what you're saying, both of you guys. And my honest answer is, I don't know.
I don't know
I
either.
I don't know.
I don't think any of us
know. I think you make a great argument that you might just have to cut out everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I, to be bluntly honest, I can't separate my relationships with those people.
Totally. I get it. You're in a spot that's very different than myself and most of us listeners out there. I 100% get that.
Like when you say, like, it sucks, this guy has to fall on the sword. These are guys that I know. These are guys that I have relationships with.
I got a buddy going through something right now that I can't quit him. because I don't know enough.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, so,
and we ride or die with our peeps, you know.
And it's like, you know, I was having discussions, you know, last night with members of the front office and members of the team about how great it felt to be in the building last night. We had shirts on the seats, the new video boards, the juice, and like how this team looked, and the camaraderie and the brotherhood, and like, you know, talking about life. Hey, what's going on? You got family in town. Hey, you know, we're getting married, or hey, you know, we found out somebody's having a baby. Like, it's not just basketball. You know what I mean? It's life. And so I'm sitting here like, if you're telling me I want everyone gone, I can't go there. I got to know, you got to do the digging. Like, that's where I'm at. And if you find somebody new, they can go. But just saying, like, just taking the baby out with the bathwater, I can't get there.
I know. I don't expect you to. Let's get in a little bit of basketball talk, all right? Let's clean ourselves up a little bit. Okay? Defense.
Have we not been doing that already?
I'm trying. The defense played really great last night. Complete total effort on the floor. Did this team play its first true identity that Chauncey built? Is it its last one, or can you build off this and continue to ride? Let's get into some actual basketball conversation. Before we do that, we'll toss it over to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't get this twisted. I've seen a lot of comments about, you know, rich people taking advantage of rich people. It's not that. It's the impact that this has on the state of basketball. And if you can't pay your debts back and you are now affecting what's going on in the game, you are now threatening the credibility and the integrity of the sport itself, a true global sport in basketball. And that is why this is such a big deal. Look, I fully agree. If this is rich people scamming rich people, that stuff happens every single day. Go check out Wall Street. That's literally what they do for a living there. Go find Bernie Madoff. You know, the idea was, Bernie Madoff a big deal in baseball? Yeah, it was, because he used the Mets to help leverage that. That's why it becomes a big deal. It's not just rich people stealing from rich people. It's using the sport to wash out your crimes or wash out your debts in this case. And that's why it matters.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different angles that kind of come at this from. Brian Windhorst was on with Rich Eisen earlier, and just as it pertains to Chauncey Billups, there's been further clarification on it. This is a quote from Wendy earlier. Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups use their positions as coaches of teams to tell people who may be available. What appears to be Damian Lillard and LeBron James, potentially also Anthony Davis, I'm not 100% sure. Eisen, as a follow-up, asked to clarify if Billups' alleged involvement goes beyond poker matches, to which Wendy's replied, yes.
Oof.
And if that's the case, it's not just the criminal case in the sense of the poker games. Now it's gambling, betting, altering, sharing information, and that's when you get into, and not that it matters, but then that's when you get into the Pete Rose territory.
Also, like, bringing in the name, like, these players, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, LeBron James.
Three top 75 players of all time, including arguably the greatest player the planet has ever seen.
And Yusuf Nurkic. These four guys are like, whoa, guys, stop saying my name.
Yeah, that's...
Stop saying my name.
And look, I've been very careful to not say additional names because I don't want anybody to listen and pick up half this and go, wait, what?
These are just players that their availability may have been leaked to people that are connected to gambling. This is nothing to say that those are people involved at all. There is nothing of that. I want to make sure that's very clear. But those guys, I mean, three, like you just said, three of the top 100 players of all time are like, stop saying my name. LeBron has to do a press conference and they're gonna ask him. And he's like, get out of my face. How much media is at the Kings game tonight?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night? You know? Like, I don't want to talk to you about this. I am not involved.
So, we had Ben Golliver, the Washington Post, on. For those that don't know, Ben grew up here. You know, we grew up as Blazers fans. We went to high school together. You know, we came up at Blazers Edge together. We saw what this team went through in the Jailblazers days. And we reminisce about, you know, all of the things, you know, four back in between. And he did the real capital J journalism stuff, right? Diving into the indictment. And he found a line in there that highlighted one of the defendants, defendant number 8, as a player that played from approximately 1997 to 2014 and has been a head coach since 2021, i.e. Chauncey Billups. And it implicated him in the information sharing of availability about tanking. So he brought up the March 24th, 2023 game against the Chicago Bulls.
I do not believe Terry Rozier was playing in 1997.
No, but that game was a game where Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic were taken out and sat down for the rest of the year, essentially. The game before, they had beaten the Utah Jazz, in which Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic combined for 50 points on solid efficiency. So if you're talking about the tanking and which decisions the organization were making that were not yet made public, and you wanted to bet that before Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic are announced as out, so you have a certain period where you have to announce what is going on with the player. Like, they get locked in, kind of a deal. And so all of a sudden they're out, but if you have that hours before and you're able to make a bet without the lines changing, it's that insider information. That's where that implication comes from. The Blazers down to, I believe, their final 17 games went 2-17 in that stretch. Mm-hmm. That one game, that one win against Utah the night before, and then one game further down, I think it was against Brooklyn, if I remember right. But yeah, Damon Nurk didn't play down the stretch after that. So that's the one that we at least know of from court documents. We don't know of any others that are in there. I'm trying to follow up and with a couple of other journalists that I know that are doing the hard work of going through court documents, of which Chauncey Billups' indictment should be underway at the federal courthouse right now.
Does what Chauncey been working on for the last 4 years stay intact with these players defensively? Did we finally see it come to fruition just for one game?
I mean, that would be the crappy part of this. Like I said,
that would be a back-breaking thing. That's 4 years of work.
I mentioned the text that I got. Well, there goes the Blazers' season. I hope not. You know, I brought up, you know, whether it could be a galvanizing force or it could break them. I don't think this is going to be where guys are affable.
We'll do our full closing arguments up and for our final segment, and we'll look at the rest of the season for the Blazers. The timing is never going to be great on a story like this.
No.
But the
summer
time,
or end of the season,
it doesn't matter.
Game where, one, it doesn't matter.
It could be Christmas. It could be game 82. It could be after you win the finals.
Could it be better if it happened during the summer and you could make those changes?
Sure.
But it still sucks and blows at the same time.
But I think it really, really sucks after what we saw last night on the court, especially defensively, that this is what Chauncey was brought in for. And you're hoping the Tiagos and the same and the rest of that coaching staff are the guys to help bring this offense to a new level. But yeah, did you just spend 4 years on Chauncey Billups to build this team defensively to watch it go away? You know, what's the track record of guys that have played under Popovich, under Tibbs, proven defensive guys that go to other places? Does that defense stick with them?
Sure. Well, the flip side of that is...
Or does it, like, finally, I don't have Tibbs yelling at me every day. I can do something different.
Well, the flip side of that is the counterfeit mill that is the Miami Heat, where they play great under Spoelstra, they get paid somewhere else, and they aren't the same player.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is that track record... What's that track record like? You know, because I don't want to see Blazers playing this great a defense. You know, Donovan Klingon had some cool moments last night defensively. You know, if you're going to try to train Yong Han Sen into a great defensive player... Did you just blow it? Did we just lose that?
No, I don't. Well, like I said, we'll get to that at the end of the show. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think you can make the argument. We got 81 games to figure it out.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And it's not like Thiago Splitter wasn't exactly known for his defense.
Can I make the claim that we're playing with house money a little bit this year?
Yeah, you can make that.
The Blazers are playing with
house
money.
I'm not sure where I fall on that. You might have found me in a five toes on each side. That's one I'd have to think about.
Yeah. Is this house money in the sense of...
You want to go there next?
Yeah.
I think it actually is a good spot.
Let's open that up. We'll close out the day with that. Are the Blazers playing with house money? Can they finish last and get a pass? Do they make the playoffs? And does that give Thiago Splitter the coach of the year? What do we do now? Okay, we've talked about this for 4 hours. Guys this morning talked about it for 4 hours. What do I do now?
Somebody just texted in, how are you guys still talking about this? That's crazy. It's arguably the biggest sports story in the city's history.
I'm tired, boss.
Like ever, man.
Learning about Cuba, eating some food. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. 105.1 The Fan. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll pass this buck off to Luke Anderson on the Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3. Get you right back on schedule as we do every day here on the Fan. Primetime will take you home 3 to 7. Today is Thursday. You will get a bonus hour of Andrew Nemec recruiting with him at 7 o'clock. I need a bevy. Woo-wee.
Well,
I need a bevy.
Guess what? Pablo's on the case.
Pablo Torre in town. I wish we could do helicopter watch of like Pablo Torre and Baxter Holmes and whoever's going to do the deep diving.
Oh, no.
What?
One of the co-conspirators of Jontay Porter is named in the Billups indictment.
It's Jontay Porter.
No, one of the co-conspirators in the Jontay Porter case.
Oh, is named
in Billups' indictment.
Oh, yikes. Yikes. Are we getting
these cooked
feeding stories out here? What do you got? Who are you looking at right now?
So this is Pablo. If you watched our Pablo Torre Find Out episode from July, which is listed below, involves the character of Amar Awade, a member of the Jontay Porter group chat. Today's DOJ indictment is a pretty interesting read. He pops up. After reading the two DOJ indictments, it seems pretty clear that Chauncey Billups is a central figure in both the poker and betting investigations, which are intertwined in multiple other ways. He isn't named in the latter, but the allegations, co-conspirator number 8, are huge.
I wonder if Pablo was a little bit about this. You know, he seems to have a lot going on. Rusty will reach out to Pablo Torre to get him on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, wish in one hand and S in the other. And let's see which one fills up first.
I'm going to go with the wish in the one hand. We were talking a little bit about on-court stuff. Look, Chauncey Billups is going to be out as the Blazer head coach. And you just spent 4 years drafting, molding this team around what his identity was going to bring to this squad. It's a very nice question. Whether it's Joe Cronin in the future or not, Thiago Splitter or somebody else, you got to keep going down this path, don't you?
It's 81 more games,
of how you built this team.
Yeah.
You are now finding...
We've talked about this from Chauncey and like what it feels like. If you're Joe Cronin, if you're Mike Schmitz, if you're Sergi Oliva, if you're Andre Patterson, you're looking at this right now. What if this is the what if last night was the only one game they got to see of this?
Yeah. That would be a kick in the groin.
You crawled through the mile-long tube of crap and you got to see a glimpse.
And we held on. We as fans held on and watched.
And you got to see a glimpse of it last night. And that's all you get to see.
Last night was a fun game.
Tell me you haven't had more fun in a loss.
It's been years.
Right?
It's been years since I was more excited to see a loss like that. That was my number one thing on TV last night. And I personally had things I was more invested in to watch.
But we came into this.
Because I was glued to it.
Is this
it
house,
was so fun.
Is this house money? I thought about it. I think it is. Because everybody's expecting this. Like, I've had multiple texts. Like, oh, it's cooked. Oh, it's over. Oh, they're done. The season's lost. Like, is it? If anything, this has potential to be a kick-ass comeback story.
I think
Is this the fired coach bump?
The arrested I don't know. Coach bump?
I don't know about that tomorrow, if I'm being fair.
That's
but
the thing
I see
is,
what you're
I think it takes well, a little while to rebound.
Tomorrow, but again, but we got 81 games, man.
Like, tomorrow... I mean, they could lose by 40 tomorrow.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, no. There isn't a result tomorrow that would surprise me. Win by 40, lose by 40,
lose
close
by
game,
two.
Tight game, middling game. There is no result on the table that I wouldn't just, you know, put a chip on all of them.
I think that's why the answer is yes to this.
Yeah.
That's house money.
Yes, I'm with you.
Because...
And of course, we're using gambling euphemisms for this, because why the hell not?
Well, you know, let the chips fall, right, Chance? Let the chips fall. I think it's house money because, look, man, if this team implodes and this team loses 65 games, is anybody really going to blame them?
That's the thing. It's like they have a built-in excuse.
We're going to say this team lost 65 games and Shaden shouldn't be a starter? Hell no, dude. Their coach is in Rikers Island in New York.
Gilbert Arenas just tweeted a picture with him, literally just tweeted it. Got that informant lunch special this morning. Unbelievable.
Wow. Gilbert Arenas playing with fire a little bit there.
Buddy, I wouldn't play with this. You got crime families involved.
Yeah. That's the strangest thing about this whole thing.
Like
that's...
I said, the whole idea of like maybe some people learn, maybe some people don't.
Maybe some people don't.
Yeah, and they don't care like how big or popular or famous you are.
Dog, what
they want
are you doing?
To, they'll come get you.
Unreal.
It's a wild situation,
man. I expected some of like this feeling that I have to kind of go away as we progress through the show. I am exactly where I was when I first started reading it at 7:45 this morning. I'm still completely flabbergasted, flummoxed, in disarray, and if I'm feeling this way, the players and the front office and the employees that work in that building, they've got to be messed up.
Yeah, what does tomorrow look like for you? Do you go over there right away? Will they let you in early?
No, God, no. They won't let me in. Are you kidding me?
They're not going to let anybody in.
And well, they're obligated to open the locker room for pregame media availability, but I guarantee you PR is going to tell not a single player to be in there.
Yeah, and they'll cancel that. Oh, they can't cancel it, but nobody will be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we can request guys, which, you know, maybe I'll do. I can't request Dame because he's injured.
Right.
Hey, Jeremy, want to talk? Because Drew just got here.
Yeah.
Like who? You're talking about guys that
it's
are
gotta be
tenured,
somebody that's been around.
Tenured with Chauncey. It's Jeremy and Tease.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Oh, those players are going to stay very far away from this.
Oh, yeah. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Would you?
No.
What's to be gained?
No. I mean, dude, there's part of me that's like, dude, I can't believe I'm here doing this job right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're driving home normally right now.
Well, it's not even just that. It's that the case and the repercussions of this. Dude, man, I love sports. And I sit here and I've got plenty of issues with the NBA. And I got plenty of issues with Adam Silver. And I got plenty of issues with Chauncey Billups and the Portland Trailblazers. It's across the board, but... Boy, do I love hoops, and I love basketball, and I love this city, and it sucks that this has been the last 4 hours of my life. It sucks that it's been the last 8 hours of my life. Hell, I've been up since 5:30, you know, trying to piece this together, trying to figure out, like, what are we supposed to talk on the show tomorrow? Do I really need to talk about Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss tomorrow? You know?
I mean,
the casual fan out there is kind of like,
we're
going
to talk, honestly, we're going to talk about this again tomorrow and whatever comes out of the indictment, if anything comes out of it, if the Blazers release a statement.
But I mean, like others, we will have to get back to a little sense of normalcy.
Sure, but we'll also take a look
but
at the game.
But it's going to be weird.
Look, all of the journalists that do the investigatory journalism, they're going to find stuff in this paperwork, and we're going to have more.
Yeah.
So,
I'll take the Blazers to win tomorrow. What's the spread?
To cover.
What's the spread tomorrow?
Nasty work.
What if they just turn that off? Do they just turn the spread off for Blazer games?
I mean,
what's the Vegas protocol in something like this? That's the real question. What is the Vegas protocol
just
in something
went to,
like this?
Just went to the ESPN NBA scoreboard for Friday night's games. There is currently no line on the Warriors.
Ah, so that's what Vegas' situation is. Turn it off. Because, yeah, if you're Vegas, you have no idea.
Are lines up otherwise?
You have
For other games, yes. Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely
have no idea how far this can go if you're Vegas. Now, you might have an in the DOJ, the FBI, or something like that.
Bucks-Raptors tomorrow at 3:30 o'clock. Toronto, -1.5. 4 o'clock. Hawks at the Magic. Orlando, -5.5. Warriors, Trailblazers. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not the only one without a line. There's actually a couple of games without one. Cavaliers at Nets does not have a line, at least on ESPN. Spurs at Pelicans does not have a line. So there are three games on tomorrow night's slate that do not currently have a betting line.
But I mean, if you're Vegas, dude, you
Are we looking at potential players on those other teams that don't have lines now?
Dude, what about any tickets you already have bought? What if you bought Blazers over this year for over under? I mean, they will honor it, right? Don't they have to? Or is there just a litany of terms and agreements that get them out of it? Like, here's your money back, but you don't win.
Those are there.
I don't gamble. So.
Yeah, no. Those are there for certain things. I don't know what those look like. You know, I know somebody who runs a sports book. Let me reach out. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
kids don't gamble out there.
Yeah, you want a PSA for you. Here you go.
Boy, I've never felt so vindicated in my life about gambling.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie. This is a win for me today. Not like a I told you so or ha ha ha, I was right, you're wrong. No. I just think the gambling in sports is just such a scary, scary spot. And here we are, you know, 4 hours later.
Well, and I think there's a reason why they didn't do it for decades and forever. There's a reason why.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's another reason why they started to. And we all know that reason.
There's a thought on the YouTube chat that the line is off tonight because Jimmy might be out because they play tonight.
Well, yeah, the Warriors play tonight. So
they would be waiting to release. I mean, we'll find out tomorrow. Yeah,
so.
Boy, Vegas wouldn't do it because there's too much money on the line, but I would turn Blazers off.
Yeah, because it has all this attention. It might.
Let's go down the tinfoil hat. Let's go down the dark line. All right. And Joe's been swindled out of money, or Joe was helping get guys, you know? Or there's people that have access to the building that know things, you know? What if it's Danny Meringue? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it was me all along.
You just don't know. And if I were Vegas, dude, for the Portland Trailblazers, NBA basketball, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
This isn't turning the Super Bowl off.
No.
This isn't turning the World Series off.
Man.
But I'm not going to gamble anymore.
This is just nuts.
Okay, that's not true. I will for March Madness because I like that.
We finally reached the end of the show with the extra hour, and I
have nothing left to say, Daniel.
Yeah, I just want to drive home for an hour.
Yeah.
I just want to drive home for an hour, and
good thing I get to be here.
Rusty.
You were going to be here anyway. Shut up.
I just want to drive home for an hour, and normally I drive home and I listen to a podcast or listen to music. I think I just want to drive home in some peace and quiet.
I'm going to roll down the window.
Down the inside of the roof of the car.
Yeah, I'm just. Honestly, man, mentally, emotionally, I'm kind of cooked.
Yep, I'm tired, boss.
It just hit me like a brick.
Just weird day, man. Weird day.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow in our normal slot, 10 to 1 p.m. give you any sort of updates on this situation. Maybe we'll try to get back to a little sense of normalcy. Oregon takes on Wisconsin. World Series starts tomorrow. But
good luck. Right. Good thing there's not any kind of betting implications with a player on the World Series.
Good luck tonight with everybody in this stuff, and enjoy the Fan Happy Hour with Luke, which is next, and then Primetime 3 to 7 and Andrew Nemec recruiting from 7 to 8. For Danny Morang, Jeff Rust, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.